is Demontre a starting defensive end now, or are you going to try and work Cullen in, or what?
Oh, we'll do a little bit of both. We're trying to practice this week to see how well Cullen is responding, and then, you know, obviously Demontre will play, so we haven't really made that decision yet.
How's Cullen been? I mean, he said today was going to be a big day for him. Last week, this is sort of where it broke down for him.
Yeah.
What have you seen so far? What did you see today?
Yeah, he looked good today. You know, sometimes we see a good flash out of him, and then sometimes we don't see the flash. So I think he's trying to work through and find out how fast and how good, you know, he really feels. But he looked good to us.
I know you guys have had reasons why Demontre hasn't been on the field as much as some people wanted him to be. Now that you have all these injuries, though, I mean, how prepared is he to be in every down defensive end if he has to be?
That's a good question. How prepared is he to be an every down defensive end? Again, he's a better pass defender than a run defender. He does play the run. We'd like for him to play the run stouter than he plays it right now. But I think that he'll be in a rotation. He won't be an every down defender for us.
Perry, when it's against the run, what are the deficiencies that you see? What does he have to improve on? Is it discipline?
No, strength, power. You know, those are some of the things that and discipline. It's a combination of the three. Strength, power, and discipline.
So this is less of a technique issue and just flatly more physical issue.
Yes.
Do you think he can one day be the kind of everyday guy that you can count on against the run?
You know, that depends on how much he will get into the weight room, how much, you know, strength he develops. You know, Demontre's a 256, 58-pound man, and so he's going up against 300-pounders. And so, you know, you have to have good strength at the point of attack, you know, to be able to strike, shed, and defend.
How did Kerry play?
He did some good things. He did some very positive things in the football game. He wasn't deficient in a number of areas, and he wasn't highly efficient in a number of areas. But I thought he made a solid contribution to the team.
Can he get on the edge and help you, or is it more? I know you used him a lot inside, Kerry.
Yes, he can definitely get on the edge, and he will get on the edge for us this week and help us.
Limited are you at linebacker? I mean, because obviously Jaquan missed practice today and Herzog has the concussion. I mean, are you struggling at numbers there?
We're a little thin at that position right now, so we're using some different combinations right now.
Spencer's sort of next up on the weak side now?
Spencer's next up on the weak side.
When
yes.
We have to go after that, who comes up next?
We brought Davidson up. He's a player that we would bring up and try to help us. And then we're using some different combinations in there, you know, to try to help. But obviously, you know, Kennard, he will, you know, he can play both Mike and Will if he has to. Okay, so you know, that's the combinations we're using in practice in order to be more efficient.
More safety play too.
Safety play, definitely. Those combinations we're using too.
Harry, how close is Burhey to getting in there defensive snaps? It seems like, you know, maybe the smile. You answer my question.
No, go ahead. Yeah. I'll let you finish it.
Just in terms of, you know, he's talked about, you know, being ready and being ready, willing, and able. I mean, when he's playing behind Antrell, certainly there's not that much of an opportunity. But what do you see, and do you think he can be a factor going forward?
We're definitely including him as part of the package. You know, we're trying to give him a role within some of the things that we're trying to do as far as that. Those are one of the combinations we're trying to use.
What are the strengths that he brings when you talk about that? Like, what, you know, you develop whatever package you want that if it involves him, like, what can he do?
Well, coming out of college, he was a very good run defender, you know, so he would strike you and he would tackle. You know, we still see those attributes in him. He will strike you and he will tackle. But we would use him for his coverage skills also. So, and then, you know, we've also explored, you know, bring him in pressure. So, I mean, there's a couple of different things we think we can, you know, take advantage of his skills with and get him on the field.
You made a switch with your cornerbacks this past week of the way you were this last week. You used Mike Harris instead of Jayron, specifically in the slot. I mean, Shockey Brown, I think that was more because Dominique was struggling during the game, why he played such a high number. But what was behind that move for you, and what was the line of thinking?
Just trying to get more production out of that slot position, you know, trying to give, you know, Harris has been, he's been here about 3 weeks. He's been practicing well. We thought he had some good knowledge of the Jacksonville receivers. He was a Jacksonville player at one time. And so with his development over the last 3 weeks, we felt like it was time to give him the opportunity to play. And we thought he played very well.
Odell was joking about playing cornerback today. Could you see him doing that?
No question. that's no joke. You know, I've often tried to recruit him during training camp when he had his hamstring. So I think he could be an excellent cornerback.
Have you ever taken a step back and looked at that group? I mean, the group of corners you have now, there's like 6-7 different guys that weren't even here during that training camp. How surreal is that for you to look at that and realize how many changes you guys have made there over this last couple months?
Yeah, it's it's the National Football League. You know, teams that it happens to a lot of teams, and seems like it's happened to us more frequently than it should. And so when you step back and you look, we're on our fourth nickel player, and cornerbacks we've changed. We're down three corners, so it's quite different than what. You know, we started the training camp with quite different.